going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Up top, Porzingis. Tough pass, but he followed his own. And a foul. Porzingis with the hammer and a chance at a three-point play.
Under three to go. Tatum. Jump shot. Good. Jason Tatum, vintage. The Boston Celtics, the defending champs, come back with some bite. And they win on the road. And they go up 3-1 in this best of seven, closing the game on a 16-7 run.
Jones and Keith, high noon, WEEI. We'll get back to the Celtics. We started the show with the C's. They're up 3-1 on Orlando. We just mixed in a bunch of football thoughts in the last hour. You can seek those out on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You want to talk Patriots draft? You can. 617-779-7937. The weird Bill Belichick interview, Shedeur Sanders and his slide, Mel Kiper.
What a weekend, huh?
Breaking down on national TV. It was quite a weekend out there. So you can still jump in on all that again at 617-779-7937. But let's talk Celtics. They are up 3-1, Keith.
Yes.
I think they're done with the Orlando Magic. They're ready to get the Magic out of their face. And I don't blame them because this has been an annoying series. Despite the win yesterday, despite their 3-1 lead, it's been an annoying series for the Celtics. And as I started the show saying, they're going to win this series. They might still be the favorites to win the championship neck and neck with OKC, who I also wasn't overly impressed with in round one. But I'm just a little underwhelmed by how the Celtics have played in this series. And you could say it's a matchup thing. You could say it's some injuries that they've dealt with. Mm-hmm. You can say and explain it away however you want. But I expected the series to be over by now. I didn't think Orlando would get a game. And I've just been a little underwhelmed with the Celtics.
Yeah, I have too. Like I thought it was going to be a sweep, and it's not. Now I fully expect them to win tomorrow and win in five and, you know, move on to probably play the Knicks in the second round. I think a couple things, though, have jumped out. One, the Magic have been able to play their style of basketball like more than I thought they would. I thought the Celtics were just going to kind of overwhelm them a little bit, hit all their threes, and then play good defense against a team that's not very good on offense anyway. And I thought there'd be more kind of lopsided games. I mean, you go through it. First game, Celtics trailing at the half. They had to sort of claw their way to a victory. They ended up kind of, you know, covering the spread and everything by the end of the game. Game two, you don't have Jason Tatum, so that's already a storyline. You lose game three where you don't break 100 points. And then even yesterday, kind of touch and go there, tied at 91 late in the game. You've also played two games without Drew Holiday. So everybody on the team seemingly is dealing with some sort of an injury. They are definitely getting frustrated with some of the hard fouls, I'll call, or playoff fouls, I'll call them. You know, some fans choose to think that it's worse than that.
It's say football. Kind of,
yeah, I just think it's what the Magic have to do to make it somewhat competitive. And credit to them. I thought it would be, you know, maybe a close game, three blowouts, and on to the next round. And they've sort of, they've been there. They've hung around in some of these games. These games haven't been super lopsided at all. So I have to give more credit to the Magic, I guess, than I certainly did going into the series.
Well, maybe the way to say it, Bill had a worse weekend. Kiper had a worse weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think the Celtics had a great weekend. They dropped a game against Orlando. Yesterday was tied with 4 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking away the win for the Celtics or anything. But when I say underwhelmed, I think that's the right way to phrase it. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't expect, with under five to go in game four, for the Magic to be hanging around in a game like that. Like, I just didn't expect that. The Celtics are going to win this series. I'm not worried about them losing the series. I'm not trying to turn this into the Celtics could lose to Orlando or anything like that. I just thought the Celtics would already be done with this team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still hanging around. They still have all their nonsense. They are clearly agitating, bothering the Celtics. If you want to go farther and say rattling their cages in their heads, I don't think that's unfair to say.
Right.
The Magic are under their skin, as you put it earlier. And so I bet the Celtics wish they're done with them at this point in time. And now you got to deal with them and all their antics and all their crap for another game. Like, I'm ready to get the Magic out of their faces. I'm sure the Celtics are too.
Well, it's funny because last year, obviously, the Celtics did not have a murderer's row getting to the NBA Finals, and even in the NBA Finals, and part of it was due to injury or whatever. But if you go back, the series against the Pacers, right, which they just wins-wise, like wins-losses-wise, they dominated that series.
Yeah, it was 4-0.
But there were some close, tough games, even without Halliburton in there, and you're like, all right, so maybe it's a little bit of that. Like, these teams giving them all that they have. And in the case of the Celtics, them doing enough to win, even they're not getting any kind of style points or anything, but they're at least still winning the game.
So I think that Pacers series was good for them last year. In all honesty, with the benefit of hindsight, and we talked about this earlier in the show, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, 08, it might have been good that they had to deal with dragged out series against the Hawks and eventually the Cavs. Like, that might have been good for them. It didn't feel that way in real time, but it might have been. I think the Pacers series, in retrospect, was a good thing for them. They got pushed.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen hit a massive shot to force overtime in one of those games. Tatum took over in an overtime early in one of those games. Like, they got pushed a little bit, and they dug deep. And even though it was a sweep, and there was no Halliburton, and the Pacers were overmatched, I think that was probably a good thing for the Celtics. Jrue Holiday stole a game in that series.
Yeah, they won two games by three and a game by five.
Do you think this could wind up being the same, if you want to go glass half full? Do you think this could wind up, as annoying as it is, it could be a bit of a wake-up call and, you know, a way for the Celtics to get some of this stuff out of the way early, play through it, beat the Magic in five, and they'll be better off for it? Is that possible?
It's possible. Like, you know, you can't take anybody lightly, but I also feel like as the series go on, it's impossible to do that, right? Like, so you're already in the playoffs, so that's sort of a different level. And then next round, probably the Knicks. The round after that, probably the Cavs. I don't think there's any way you can go into it and think, all right, it's the Orlando Magic, who have 1.5 good players, right? Like, so that's kind of what you're – I think it's hard to kind of
– I'm now giving them two players and two half players.
Yeah,
I'm now giving them that.
Wagner's better than
Wagner
like
and Bancaro are good.
Wagner's pretty good.
And Anthony Black and Wendell Carter.
Anthony Black's not half a player.
Half players.
Not yet.
Those are half players.
All right, if you want to give them a half player,
the sum total of the Magic's roster is now three players.
No, but I think one also benefit from yesterday, for example, is they win a game where, as a team, they shoot under 30% from three, which is usually a death blow. I think the numbers, what is it, 32 or 33, where the number really changes wins and losses. Terp will be in on Wednesday. We can ask him. He probably knows off the top of his head.
Long tease.
But there's like a big discrepancy there. And so they only made 9 threes in the game and they won. So at least like finding other ways to win, I guess, is also a positive.
So, and you guys can jump in on this. You know, the Magic and their physicality, will the Celtics be better off for it? You know, are other teams going to take notes on the Magic and their physicality? I said this last week. The Magic may be giving a blueprint to... And I don't know that teams can take advantage of it because I dismissed this going into the playoffs, the specific matchup with Orlando. Joe Mazzulla, one of the few teams he has a losing record against, they've kind of struggled with them for the last few years. I dismissed it. I was wrong. Like, the Magic are a bit of a matchup problem for Boston, I think. Not that they're not going to win the series, but it's tougher than I expected. And we spent last week talking about the physicality. Tatum getting thrown to the ground, busting up his wrist, and Mazzulla yelling at him to get up and all these things. You know, Orlando, will they be a blueprint for other teams to rattle their cage, agitate, get under their skin? Maybe. I think there's a stylistic thing, too, with Orlando, and I don't know that New York specifically is equipped to take advantage of this, but Cleveland might be. OKC might be. Orlando doesn't let them shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let them attempt them. The Celtics only made 9, to your point last night, Keith. They only attempted 31, which is a wildly low number for them. Same thing in Game 3. They made 9 threes. In game three, and they couldn't score for a whole quarter. They only scored 11 points in the third quarter. They attempted 27. So,
yeah.
I mean, there are some nights where they shoot. mid-50s threes. They get close to 63-point attempts in a game.
Oh, they average 48. Over 48 is their average.
The last two games, it's been 27 and 31.
Yeah.
So can teams take notes on that? Because the Celtics on offense are frustrated. They're not playing the way they want to. And I think that leads to turnovers. I think that leads to some empty possessions. And maybe this is just something Orlando can do specifically, because I think Stan Van Gundy's done a great job highlighting this on TNT. They can switch everything. They're very active man-to-man. They are not going to double anybody. They're not going to leave open shooters. They're just not going to do it. They'd rather give up a two than wide open threes, regardless of who's shooting them. So maybe the Magic are specifically equipped to do this. I wonder if other teams are going to take note and just don't double, don't give the Celtics open looks, and that's going to limit their three-point attempts, and that's going to frustrate them on offense, because they're frustrated right now on offense.
Yeah, they are. I just think that it's a hard thing to then all of a sudden start to do if you're the opponent. So say you're the Knicks, and you're saying, well, this works for the Magic.
I don't think they're capable of doing it.
They're probably not. Maybe the Pistons are a little bit better.
You think Cleveland is?
I think Cleveland could, yeah, and I think Cleveland...
You think OKC can?
Well, OKC might not have to.
OKC already, that's a fair point. OKC already bothers them enough.
OKC, I think, can do a little bit of both, where like their talent matches. You're not going to be able to out-talent the Celtics unless you're the Thunder. And the Cavs, that might be what their thing, where they say, all right, listen, we can compete. Like, we have way more talent than Orlando. We have more talent. Well, actually, the Knicks do have talent. I always brush past the Knicks. They do have, I mean, Brunson and Towns.
The Knicks
had a really
have talent,
season.
But they are soft. They're finesse and offensive-minded. And
if those are your two guys, I feel like they're going to get into a series and they think, I don't know, we can outscore the Celtics. And it's like, well, then you're playing into their hands and then they're going to win.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But yeah, maybe the Cavs. Maybe that would be the team to watch two rounds from now to see if they can kind of muck it up a little bit, but then also have enough skill so when the game is close, you're like, oh, wait a minute, they got a guy like Donovan Mitchell who can still kill you.
617-779-7937. You could jump in on whether or not the Celtics have been a little underwhelming. Is this series going to leave a mark? As we've asked a couple of different times today, I mean, if nothing else, Keith, the Magic and their physicality are taking some sort of physical toll on the Celtics. Holiday's out. Tatum missed a game, is dealing with a wrist injury. The closest thing I thought to a dirty play last night, and I wouldn't call it dirty, and he shouldn't have gotten a flagrant foul for it, but...
No, it's kind of like strategic.
But I know what he was doing.
Yeah, right.
Was when Anthony Black chopped Tatum on the wrist. It's like, you know what you're doing. You're out there with the tape on.
Yep.
You're clearly dinged up.
Like, hands part of the ball, wrist part of the hands.
I know what you're doing. I wouldn't give him a flagrant foul or kick him out of the game or anything, but that bordered on dirty to me. Unlike the Wendell Carter foul on Derek White, where Horford lost his mind, or Tatum and KCP bumping into each other and getting matching texts, it's clearly going to leave some sort of physical toll on the Celtics. Porzingis, I think somewhat because of foul trouble last night, somewhat because of injuries he's dealing with, was in and out of the lineup. Brown already was hurt going into the playoffs. He dislocated a finger in game three. It's leaving some kind of physical toll on the Celtics, no?
Yeah, it is. But I think around the league, you're getting that. I think in a lot of series, you're getting guys. And hopefully...
Right, like Butler got knocked out in the Golden State series.
Yeah. I mean, Lillard's out for the year now. Fair, and who knows fair point. Lillard. I feel like guys are playing pretty physical around the league, which is what you kind of expect in the NBA playoffs. But I also go back to, too, like when the games do get chippy or when a team goes on a little bit of a run... You do miss Drew Holiday. Like, even though obviously the rest of their roster is a championship-winning team, Drew Holiday was such a big part of last year and sort of giving everybody the confidence that in those moments, like, they're going to kind of break through. And not having him, and I know you're like, wow, it's only 10, 12 points, 5 or 6 assists. Good defense, but it's more than that. Like, he is still, like, having, you know, kind of a coach on the floor type of thing. And so, I don't know. I think they played better in the two games with him than they have the two games without him.
Oh, I agree. You know? And Holiday, as you said, I mean, clearly we were waiting for him to flip a switch in the postseason, and yeah, he did those first two games. So they miss him. There's no doubt. But, okay, the Orlando Magic, I mean, on some level, that physical style of play, I don't think they took him out like people thought they took out Tatum or anything like that. But could that leave a mark long term? Christy in the Twitch chat, underwhelming. I thought they were up 3-1. No, they are. But I didn't say disappointing. I didn't say they failed. I didn't say they're going to lose the series. I said I'm a little underwhelmed by how they've played. And you tell me if this is fair or unfair. I was underwhelmed by OKC. They were down 29 in one of those games to Memphis. They only won the final game, I think, by 2. So
yeah, no, they won the first game by like 100 points.
They blew
and then
out
after that. Yeah,
but like,
yeah,
I'm a little underwhelmed by OKC, and they swept.
No, that's fine.
Like, you're the one seed and you're a championship favorite. You shouldn't be slumming around with these teams.
Messing around with the Magic?
Yeah, same thing with the Celtics. So I don't think I'm inconsistent on that. If you do, fine, you're not alone. Text line, this is a good one, Keith, 617-779-7937. Can Jones stop being a complete a-hole every time he opens his mouth?
Finally, somebody
that's
said
not,
it.
I mean, that's not likely.
Finally.
He's not talking about this.
He's a hateful bitch. Looking to stir crap up.
Who wrote that?
That was a text line.
Oh, text line.
Nasty.
Anonymous.
That was Kat texted me.
That was
so there's that. There's
attack.
Also this. The Celtics are rolling, all caps on the text line. Stop with this nonsense. Are they rolling?
I wouldn't call that rolling. They lost game
three. They lost game three, and they were tied with the Magic with 4 minutes to go last night.
No.
They're rolling?
I'm not sure you can say that they're rolling.
That's not how I would phrase it.
No. If you want to say, like, the Thunder or the Cavs are rolling, you know, teams that haven't lost yet, those teams are rolling. Everybody else is lost.
I don't think the Thunder are rolling, but I wouldn't even say that about the Thunder.
No, I know you wouldn't, but, I mean, they did go 4-0 against Memphis.
Issue with the Celtics next round is going to be ball movement. JT and JB are forcing too much, thought they played selfish. I think they ran into some turnover problems in Game 3.
Uh-huh.
The Celtics are, their ball movement has been.
When you talk about ball movement, you're talking about the movement of the ball.
Thank you, Glenn.
True.
So, I do think their ball movement struggled in these last couple of games because, again, the Magic are running. They're used to getting wide open threes. They're used to getting doubled in wide open threes. And when I talk about them being frustrated, I would more use that word than Tatum and Brown are playing selfish. I think they look frustrated. They're used to getting easier looks than they're getting.
Now, I wonder, does Joe Mazzulla change anything for Game 5? Like, is Game 5 going to be another game where?
So what?
Like, I don't know.
Like a roster? Rotational shuffle?
No. Like, more like...
Well, he did make a good adjustment last night. Van Gundy highlighted this. They had Porzingis, as opposed to, like, the high post and the elbow. They had him going to the rim a lot more, which was an adjustment that I think worked, and I think Mazzulla deserves credit for.
But because they did. They looked like a different type of team, style-wise, because we're so used to them shooting, like you said, 50, 60 threes in a game.
Yeah.
That number's cut in half. The other thing that jumps out, like, so I don't know if he just does things, like, runs things to find a way to take more threes, like go back to that style, or because they're taking them away, you have to score in another way. Another thing that doesn't get brought up a ton is, do you know in the regular season where they ranked free throw attempts per game?
The Celtics?
Yeah.
I would imagine low, since
dead
they
last.
Shot so many threes. They were dead
last.
Okay.
They had 32 free throw attempts yesterday, or whatever it was, right?
Yeah,
they had a ton of free throws.
Yeah, they were 30 out of 32.
So, like, that's...
And yet the refs
points
aren't,
that they're not normally getting.
The refs aren't doing their job and they hate the Celtics because they're letting the Magic get away with murder.
So on the one hand, like, they...
You can't call every foul, Jones.
That's true.
No, that's true. Although a couple games, was it game two? They kind of did. Like, they were just, like, constantly... So they've taken a lot of free throws. So, like, they're playing a little out of character. And maybe that's the reason why it just doesn't look as good as it has.
Well,
because, like, this isn't normally them and they're sort of winning a different way.
And look, if you want to go glass half full and tell me they're better off for it, you might be right. They might benefit from a series like this. So they don't just get to coast, and they don't get tested at all, and they think they can just do whatever they want and float through the first round. This could long-term be a good thing for them. You might be right. Yeah. But they're going through a little bit of adversity right now, more than I personally expected in this series.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.